Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane. Happy Sunday to you. You know, if I don't get the coffee chat to you on Saturdays, I will always get it to you on Sundays. That's my mission and goal. I hope you're all having a great weekend. Trying to, you know, always maintain the balance of the joy with the mission. And I hope you all are too. Today is a very solemn and special day for me. This is the 6th year anniversary of my beloved mom's passing. She was the person who gave me my guts and my strength. And so it got me thinking about, well, you know, where do you get your strength? And thinking about how she was such an incredible role model. I had a long talk last night with my brother, and we were reminiscing about just how incredible she was. She died in my arms on April 28th, 2018. And one of the things we're very grateful for was that she missed the COVID scam. She was disabled from a stroke 20 years prior. And although we were right with her all the time and taking care of her all the time, she would have had a very, very difficult time in so many ways with the mandates and the lockdowns and all that. And I think it would have, you know, she was in and out of healthcare facilities as much as we could keep her home. But at the same time, there's no way we would have tolerated her being trapped in a hospital or a nursing home. And no way we would have busted in, gotten her and taken her to the hills if we had to. And, you know, if I'm sure she would have agreed with us, dying in that way with your loved ones around you would always supersede what happened to so many Americans and the way that they died alone and painfully. But I was, you know, on a positive note, reminiscing in honor of my mom, the question came up to ask all of you to think about where do you get your strength? My mom raised my brother and me since the time I was born. And without getting into the personal details of my life, she was a trooper. She worked 3 jobs. She took care of her children. She raised us to be good Americans, good loving people, and to be accomplished. And against all odds, we both excelled in our education and our careers. And that's because of her. And you know, she was faced in the 50s with a horrific situation. Being alone, it was a stigma. Being left behind with 2 small children, a baby and a toddler. And she didn't become a drug addict. She didn't drink. She hardly ever drank alcohol. Worked 3 jobs, did what she had to do, and raised her kids. And I know there are millions and millions and millions of fabulous parents, good parents, moms and dads out there who did the same, and they raised strong children. I'm strong because I was raised by a strong woman. She gave me my guts and my courage, and when I fell, you know, as we all do in life, she would say to me, okay, you've had your little pity party, time to pull yourself up and move forward and now make something of it. And I am so grateful to her for that. I know that she is in the heaven of all heavens, sitting next to the Lord, and she is in pure joy, and that she's proud of me. And so I want to remember her today with all love and all grace, and that she sits among all of the greats with God in heaven, looking down on me and understanding the mission. So, a solemn but loving day for me. So where do you get your strength? Who is your champion, your source? In it, besides God, of course, that is our ultimate, our Father in heaven. But here on earth, who instilled in you to do right, to do good? Who role modeled those things for you so that you could stumble and then pick yourself up and then become more and more of that kind of person? So for me, it was my mom, my beloved mom. She was my best friend on earth. She was my soulmate of all soulmates. So, my tribute to her. I wanted to talk about some of the things that we've been seeing this week and looking at some of the topics that I've talked about on my social media with a little more context and background for all of you. I'm very concerned about several things. I'm concerned not about what's happening externally. I'm concerned about what's happening internally with all of you, which is why I ask you where you're getting your strength. Tap back into it. If you've sort of strayed from those sources in your life, those role models, because you're going to need it in the days ahead. I'm concerned about so many people that spend their energy defending against the truth they see before them. I've pointed out a lot of truths lately about members of Congress, other fake leaders, these presidential candidates, the disappointments I have in President Trump. And you can ignore the truths, the realities right in front of you, and keep pushing to, if I could just get to November, everything's gonna be great. Meanwhile, they're burning down college campuses, and I believe it's the pretext, and I believe it's the seeding, and it's the beginning of the summer of love, you know, that expression for how they were burning down American cities back in 2020 and 2021. These great distractions, the George Floyd distractions type thing. And I believe these college campuses, you know, it's like Andrew Breitbart said, these are the same people you've seen all along. They're Occupy. They're the Antifa. They come in different names and maybe different color hoodies, but they're the same people. These aren't all college students. Yeah, they'll point out a story or two about college students. Sorry to see, you know, so many of my landmarks from when I lived in DC, like the great George Washington University, putting the Palestinian Arab scarf around George Washington. So inappropriate. I'm sorry. So inappropriate. So disrespectful. This is Occupy. This is Antifa. These are Soros paid for the most part, operatives. And they just come in and out, you know. They did the Occupy in D.C. in so many cities, right? In, before Trump was in office. I can't remember the exact timeline. But, you know, it's the same thing. And it's being seeded and built up. You don't think these are really organic uprisings, right? I mean, come on. You know, they're using this, you know, ginned up. Again, you have the governments, the corrupted governments and their players of Israel versus the corrupted, you know, leadership of whatever, Palestinians, Hamas up in the north. I mean, you got Iran. You get this show in front of you. Taking the corrupted leadership / governments of these, you know, and creating two sides. And then throwing the Bible in there so that you'll all say, well, the Bible says stand by Israel or don't stand by Israel or whatever. When you're really succumbing to the victimhood of theater. Nobody supports governments that want to hurt others on either side. Neither side is justified in what they're doing. And it has nothing to do with the Bible, in my estimation. And it's really not about that I want to get into. We knew this was going to happen. We knew this was an information war, a propaganda war. We knew this was going to be a very broad-based operation of spreading information, of using operatives, of... I think everything's theater. I think... get some examples. The Malone-McCullough TWC fight is fake. Theater. They're all in. I think the Kyle Serafin, James O'Keefe thing is all theater. It's all fake, all theater. And I think a lot of people do get that, but way too many people don't get that you're being lured into preoccupation by theater. Again, where do you get your strength? Where do you get your source? I see examples in social media where, I'll just keep it general, where somebody out of nowhere, without a track, when I say with a low number of followers, they kind of just came out of nowhere, they don't have a long track record of putting information out or having discussions in public on social media, and they'll come out and say, oh, you know, Jane Doe she's an operative, you never should have trusted her, or, you know, like somebody who has been out for a long time, right? And so many of you are so quick to go, oh, really? Oh, bummer, I didn't know that. On what source? On what longevity of word, of integrity, of, you see people's truth over time. How do I discern, Dr. Jane? You discern through, one of the techniques is over time. Do I see consistency with someone's integrity, with the mission? Do they change their story around? Do their connections and alliances with other people, do those things make sense based on their track record, or has it changed? Or are they now aligning or appear to be aligning with others that I don't trust, and that's worrisome to me? Those are the part of the processes of discernment. Because it's going to be so easy. It's not about being stupid or naive. It's about the information's dangerous. The information war is dangerous. And so when I see this readiness to just take whatever you see coming at you and just go, oh, really? Oh, no. Oh, this person or that person that I've watched for 4 years put their life on the line, their reputation, and warn people against the shots or warn people about government interference or whatever. Oh, some little nobody comes along with 20 followers and says, oh, watch out. And you go, oh, I should watch out. I mean, I understand that you need to be vigilant and you need your antenna are high, and we've all asked you to do that. But at the same time, ultimately, you need to rely on yourself. That's why I say, where do you get your strength? Who raised you? Who set your integrity up, your consciousness? It doesn't have to be a parent. Could have been a grandparent, could have been a neighborhood, could have been a teacher, although those things are rare, teachers these days. But you get my point. Could be anybody that inspired you in your life. And it's time to tap into that. It's time to stay close to that. And so I'm very moved today on the anniversary of my mother's death that we think about our strength, being wise, being reserved, not jumping to conclusions, being careful, keeping the antenna high without overusing them to jump to conclusions. Now, I reposted the interview with Lisa McGee because it got so many views. And I felt that I didn't give it the right title to let people know what it was about. So I actually retitled it and then reposted it. The interview has caught the attention of a lot of people that do important work. And it's getting around because Lisa is probably one of the top analysts and researchers for Vax Choice, the group that Todd Callender set up a few years ago, and they're all with Cloud Hub. Kudos and shout outs to all of them. Lisa, it's been a long time coming that I would have her on the show, and I'm glad I did, because she laid out a lot of her research. It's very similar to the way that Sasha Latapova does her research, which is it's a combination of many different types of sources which corroborate each other and substantiate each other. So Lisa uses, a combination of patents, the connections to the patents. In other words, who the owners are, who the users are, Have the patents been implemented? Government documents, heavy on FOIA documents. Some leaked documents that are now in the public domain. And so you put this together, and clearly she's revealed that the government's technology, knowledge of it, development of it, use of it, is way far ahead than what we ever knew. And to that point, in the narrow area of what came out of the COVID scam, is that it, what is in these shots, what has been in them, what is probably going to be in them, mixed up going forward, we never know, but what has been in much of them is very advanced technology, self-assembling particles, very nanoparticles, intracellular, things you can't see, things that are difficult, that when they create problems in the human body across many different types of illnesses, disorders, diseases, it's confusing to general allopathic medicine, which is a big fail anyway. It's confusing to naturopaths that are really more ahead of it than anybody else in terms of diagnosing, maybe reversing some of the effects, things like that. But that it is an intentional communication system, that it's a two-way street technology. It's not just to surveil you, but it's also to send signaling back and forth to control certain things. And it ties in, it makes the white fibrous clots make more sense. Those of you who are caught up in the false premise that these are proteins like amyloid, wrong. That these are human tissue, wrong. That this is part of the human blood, wrong. All wrong. All dispelled by Mike Adams' analysis. We don't know what these are 100%, but we do know that they contain very rare radioactive and highly conductive metals that are rarely, if ever, found in the human body. And that, putting these pieces together, becomes very important and makes the work of Lisa McGee and the wide body area network story very plausible. This was never a public health issue. Public health was hijacked. It explains why they want you to get booster after booster after booster. Got to get a lot of material in. Didn't I say it was a priming mission? 3 years ago, I said, this is a priming mission. Priming is when you keep putting the material in there. You got to fill it up. You got to prime it up for something else. My concern is that by the time we put it all together, and enough people put it all together, that it could be too late on many levels. Never before have we needed God more than we do now. And it's almost overwhelming in the world, but we have to remain hopeful while at the same time, it goes back to what I've been saying. I feel more convicted than ever before that you need to turn your energies inward. You need to plan for your security over the next few years. You need to get out of the cities if you can. You need to make a plan in your immediate environment with your family and friends of like mind who understand what's happening. You need to plan and put your energies and your strengths and your skills together. Nobody can do everything in the way of energy and food supply and medical care and that health promotion and things like that. So you have to create your own little community for that. Hey, if things get bad, if we end up in a lockdown, if something else goes wrong, we have to be able to function in our tight-knit, group. We have to talk to people about that and set those things up. And I've never felt stronger about it than I do now, for a lot of reasons. Just see a lot of things coming together in the forefront. I see a lot of the dots being connected that confirm what I've heard up to this point, what I've read, what I've been warned about, to bring to your attention. And I'm just very moved to share that with all of you today. And then just goes back to my, you know, my postings this week. There's never a post that I make that doesn't have a lot in it for you. And don't look to your politicians, don't look to this election, if it even happens. And if it does, it's not gonna be real, no matter who wins. Don't look outward to the federal level right now. Work locally from within where you are. There's a reason President Trump pushed the shots. Said, yeah, but I recommend you take them. People say, well, he didn't mandate it. I recommend you take them. What do you want? You want him to bring you the syringe? How much more do you need? They're all phony. They're all phony. They're all part of it. They have to be. There's no other reason why he wouldn't pivot. Right? There's no other reason. Just looking at don't fall for and but pay attention to this explosion of college protesting. Recognize this as an operation. Just want to just double check, you know, some postings. And if you have questions, write to me at drjaneruby@protonmail.com. Going to be moving the studio and office in another month. So if you want to send me something, a donation to the show, a cup for coffee chat, I would say you have 2 more weeks till the middle of May to send them to 4371 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 188, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. Otherwise, hold off until I give you the word and I will post a new address, the new address for the studio and the office that'll be coming up around the first or second week in June. So just want to let you know of that. Follow me on Telegram and Twitter. Won't keep you much longer. Just wanted to make a few points and make the tribute to my mom. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, and I hope it's a blessed day for all of you. I'll see you tomorrow night for the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. God bless everyone.